Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Tmura Daf Lamid, Tmura 38, pagination is 59. We'll start at the Mishnah, middle of the page. The Pasuk in Parshas Ki Tseitse tells us, Lo Savi Esnan Zona, a person shall not bring an animal that was payment for a Zona, or Mechir Kelev, the payment for a dog, Beis Hashem Elokecha, in the house of Hashem your God, lechoneder, for any karban, ki toavas Hashem Elokecha gam shneim, because both of them are rejected by Hashem. So the topic of Esnan Zona, payment for a Zona, is something we discussed in the previous session, and also is discussed on Amud Beis, on our daf. And I think we could readily identify in the realm of Tamei HaMitzvahs what the problem is. The Sefer HaChinuch, for example, Simen Tav Kuf Ayin Aleph, 571, in his count of mitzvahs, writes, Sha'akarban hu balitaher machshaves ha'adam. The purpose of a karban is to purify a person's intent, to make his behavior good, he as a result of that event of bringing the karban. And if the animal in front of you is an animal that's reminiscent of Znus, it was used for payment, it could invoke thoughts that are of that realm, and therefore is not going to be effective as a karban. Therefore, the Torah as a mitzvah, rejecting it. What is the problem with mechir kelev, an animal that was paid in exchange for a dog? What's wrong with a dog? Dog is a man's best friend, we can quote. So the concept of a dog and its symbolism is a bit beyond what we can touch on, but we will quote the Sefer HaChinuch's writing on the topic, that a karban is sheyirakech levavo, that a person should be humbled. A person on some level should be shattered from the avera that he did, and coming to terms in reverence of Hashem's law and being subservient to that. Va'kalavim yadu Hashem azei nefesh. Dogs are bold, brazen, determined. And of course we have to be careful how we translate this. Is this every single dog? Different dogs may have different natures. Does this mean dog as a symbolic item in creation? We say that lions have certain symbolism. Does that mean every lion? They have children's books about the lion that's not courageous. Is that real? Is that myth? What is that? But certainly on the level of symbolism, the dog is bold. And that's the wrong midah. It may have its place. The midah may have its place. But it's the wrong midah to be applying in this application as you're standing in front of Hashem with a karban. That's a different experience than a dog experience. And therefore the mechir kelev, again, Tamei HaMitzvahs is not a definitive reason. It's a suggestion. It's an idea. It's a taste of the system of mitzvahs. But that's what the Sefer HaChinuch does right. The Mishnah states, Ve'ezehu mechir kelev. What's considered the wage paying, the price, I should say, not wage, the price of a dog? Ha'omer lachaveru, if a person says to his friend, Holech tleze tachas kelev, take this sheep, in place of the dog. We're going to do an exchange. That's a payment. And that sheep would be forbidden for the Mizbeach, even though otherwise it would have been eligible. V'chein, similarly, Shnei Shutvim, two partners, Shechalku, they're dividing assets. They have 20 animals, 19 of them are kosher animals, and one of them is a dog. Echad Natal Asara, one took 10 kosher animals, ve'echad Tisha ve'kelef, and one takes 9 animals and the dog. However, they decide which one gets which, but that's their agreement. Shekineged ha'kelef asur, the animals that correspond to the dog, meaning if you'd put one person's division, his assets, on one side of the scale, and that's equaling the other person's assets of the division on the other side of the scale. So on one side of the scale, there's going to be 9 plus the dog. So those animals are all going to be fine. The dog obviously prohibited for the Mizbeach, but all the other animals, Vishim HaKelev Mutter, the ones that are with the dog, are going to be fine because they're not the exchange of the dog. But the ones that are on the other side of the scale all correspond to the dog. The Gemara is going to ask why all of them, but that's the idea, and therefore they are forbidden. Esnan HaKelev. What would happen if, chas v'shalom, someone would pay to live with someone else's dog? So it's a forbidden relationship, animal and a human, and he's paying for it using a kosher animal as payment. So that's the equivalent of paying for a zona, but it's not going to be prohibited. That's not what the Torah prohibited. So as bad as it is, and certainly the act that hopefully doesn't follow, but that's not what the Torah prohibition was. Umechir zona, and the price of a zona, not the wage of a zona, but the price of the zona. If a person would buy a zona, he buys a shifcha, a zona. Hare elu mutarim. That payment, the sheep that was used, is going to be permitted. Shenema, the pasuk says, gam shenehem, the two of them, and not that these two become four. Meaning that if you switch the situation and do to the kelev what was done in the case of zona, and to the zona what was done by the kelev, you switch wages and purchase price between the two, that's not going to be prohibited. It's very specifically the wage of the zona and the price of the kelev. We'll stop there. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.